Hey there, blog lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today is going to be a very quick episode, but I have a little story to share, and I think you can get some, you know, really good value. Like, this is the most important thing that I have to share with you. So last night, my baby woke up around 1:30 in the morning to have a bottle. He is 7 months old, and he does still wake up, you know, once or twice throughout the night to have a bottle. And that's okay. I'm okay with it. I've made peace with it. But after the bottle, I was rocking him and I was trying to get him to go back to sleep. Usually I can't have my phone, so he won't wake up. So the only thing that I have is my thoughts. And I'm just sitting there rocking him, no phone, just thinking. And I was thinking about what actually has contributed to my success as a blog coach, as a website designer, as a blogger, what has contributed to my success. And the first thing that came to mind is my consistency around mindset work. When I first started blogging, I didn't have a very confident mindset. I was just like you, limiting beliefs left and right. And, you know, I would think, is this really possible for me? Can I actually do this? You know, what if I put all this time into it and it just never works out? And, you know, I was 2 years in before I even ever made a dollar in my blogging business. And I was trying to make money from affiliate marketing and, you know, nothing that I tried was working out for me. And I had to work through all of those limiting beliefs. And I have for years, every single day. And it really does contribute to the success that I have had. So, you know, usually on a daily basis, I sit down and I write affirmations and ask-formations is what I've been incorporating lately. But for years and years, I've been using I am the type of person who, and then I write whatever, you know, I am the type of person who makes so much money in my business. I'm the type of person who gets a new client every single week. I'm the type of person who has 10,000, you know, blog page views a month or whatever. You know what I mean? So that's what I've been using. But it's really helped me to rewrite those beliefs. I also listen to subliminals every single day. So it's just, you know, relaxing music that has affirmations behind it. So like you can't hear the affirmations, but it's there and your subconscious can hear it. And I tell my clients to use these subliminals you can find on YouTube, and they say like it massively changes their mindset around things and really helps. But anyways, it really does contribute to my success working on my mindset every single day. But then I had to catch myself and I thought, the actual thing that actually really does contribute to the amount of money and success that my business has is resilience. So it's not just, you know, the mindset work. That is a big contributor, a very big one. But I would say that the main thing has been resilience. To be able to hear no over and over and over again and still know that it would be eventually a yes. To tear my business down 1 million times and then rebuild it again so that it will just be a tiny bit better. I don't know how many times I can tell you that I've redesigned my website. I literally just did it again, but I promise this is gonna be the last one that I ever do because it really aligns with what I've always envisioned my business to be. So, you know, I do this often so I could make it just 1% better, just a couple percentages better, just a tiny bit better, like my SEO better, the structure of my website better, because that's important for SEO, the copywriting better, the design better, and what I really, truly envisioned for myself. Not right now. So the websites that I've had, I've always envisioned for myself right now, but I've had to begin to think about what do I envision 5 years down the road my website being. And this website that I just chose is true, that I just, you know, that is truly what I envision 5 years down the road. So it's allowing me to quantum jump to 5 years down the road. You know what I mean? So I failed hard on many, many launches too. Literally working 3 whole entire months on a launch project, like launching a course, to make then $0 during that launch. And then still get up and say, what are we launching next? Resilience is truly the key to my blogging success. To get 0 paid views a month, like literally like no, almost to no blog traffic for starting out, and still being delusional and said, I get 3,000 a month, you know? Like, and then to still be able to say, you know, eventually my blog is going to blow up. Resilience is truly the key to blogging success. Never giving up and pushing through those hard times is the key to the success that I've had. To literally put a mirror in front of my face and ask myself, what am I feeling and thinking right now that is contributing to these awful results that I've been getting? Because everything is a reflection of who you are inside. That's what entrepreneurship does to you. It really makes you reflect on all of your battles from within. And if you're not ready for that, if you're not ready to put a mirror to your face and dive super deep into changing all of those habits, all of that junk that you've had since you were kids, all of that money mindset junk, all of the limiting beliefs that you've picked up throughout the years, you know, and really doing that work every single day and reflect on all those battles and change them and change those, the mindset every day. If you're not ready for that, then don't even bother getting into this business. Like, it's not gonna work out for you, I promise. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry to say, but then again, I'm not sorry because I wanna help you. But if you are not resilient and if you cannot push through hard things and really put a mirror to your face and reflect on you from within, your business is not going to go nowhere. Your blog is not going to grow. So, you know, really think about that. Are you really ready to go on this transformation of the person that who you are and all the junk inside? Are you ready to face all of that to come up to the surface? Because when you go in, when you go all in on your blog and on your business, this is what's going to happen. And you will have so, so many fails. And when you have those fails, all you have to do is go, okay, what was I thinking and feeling that's contributed to this success? What lesson do I have to learn? And what do I need to change to make the next results better? And it always works for me. So during all of those launches, I'm like, okay, what was I thinking? What was I feeling? What junk came up? And then I work through that junk. And, you know, it just, everything is just like, your business is truly a reflection of you and the junk that you have inside. If your life is a mess, your business is a mess. If your mindset is a mess, your business is a mess. If you have it, like if you don't clean the house, your business is going to be unclean. If your house is so unorganized, your business is going to be unorganized. If you forget to eat one day, then you're going to be forgetting to truly feed the business, okay? Like, I hope you understand, like, what I'm truly trying to say here. But, so when bloggers ask me, is it truly, like, possible to make $1,000 or more a month by starting this blog and business? And I say, absolutely. But how resilient are you? How willing are you to go within and, you know, put a mirror to your face and truly reflect on all the junk and heal all the junk? Because this is what entrepreneurship is going to make you face. So Is it possible to make so much money? Yes, I've done it, but I've had to heal a lot of junk. I've had to, you know, truly change myself from within so that my business can reflect that. I didn't come from money. My parents are broke. I didn't come from a very wealthy family. I came from, you know, broke, struggling with money, struggling to pay bills, almost getting, you know, kicked out of our house several times. And, you know, I just chose, I decided that I was not going to live that way. I decided that a real job wasn't for me long ago. I decided that, you know, I just wasn't, like, I was going to heal from all of that trauma and all that junk that was inside of me. And that this business was going to be successful. And I didn't care how. I didn't care how many steps that it took to take me here. And I don't care how many steps and failures that I have before me. Because I know that every single step that I take or step backwards that I take is only going to put me on my right path and make me learn the lessons and heal the junk that I need to heal from within. So, how resilient are you? Just think of that. Are you really ready to go all in? So, I want to hear your thoughts on this. And I want you to message me on Instagram with your thoughts on this. And I want you to tell me what junk that you think that you need to heal to get to your next level. And I want you to say, like, how resilient are you? So if you want to start this conversation with me, DM me on Instagram at boss.ladybloggers.com. And also go check out my website, because this is, like, the best website that I've ever built for Boss Lady Bloggers. But I didn't build it. I actually purchased a template, and I invested in this, like, high-level course, website design course, and I'm so excited to take my business to these new heights and really focus on website designing in combination with blog coaching. So go check it out, www.bossladybloggers.com. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.